Hi, my name's Avery and welcome to my podcast. What if the future of your beach community was slipping away wave by wave? In Boca Raton, that question isn't just hypothetical, it's reality. Today, we're diving into the Save Boca movement, a grassroots effort to protect coastal life from unchecked development and environmental threats. Locals claim that the city is authorizing massive projects at a rate that is faster than what the neighborhood can support. Consider crowded intersections, new apartment complexes, and worries about the survival of nature. Developers claim that these projects will result in a modernized city core, jobs, and tax income. However, the expense feels personal to many residents. Consider Don Thomas, a lifelong resident, surfer, sustainability enthusiast, and local lawyer in Boca Raton. For him, the local ecosystem and citizen survival is more important than zoning plans or traffic. And traffic isn't the only issue for a lot of locals. Building on public land, areas like neighborhood parks that families utilize for daily activities, sports, and dog walks is one of the proposed projects. The organization has created articles in South Florida media outlets, petitioned the city council, and voiced its opinions at meetings in recent weeks. At stake, they say, isn't just development, it's what kind of community Boca will be in 10, 20, even 50 years. In an earlier conversation, longtime resident and lawyer Don Thomas summed up what's at stake. He voiced to me his concerns about changing happening in Boca as someone who has been in Boca long enough to see it transform from its agricultural roots to the high-building, busy city it is today. Joining me now is Don Thomas, a local lawyer and native Boca Raton resident. Don has been a local lawyer for more than 30 years and is well known for his strong ties to the community and his clients. He is typically found on the water surfing or fishing or paddleboarding a short distance from his office. He's giving his thoughts on the Save Boca movement today and why the residents of Boca value protecting our city's parks and beaches so highly. Hi, Dom. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you, Avery?
I'm doing amazing. Thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
All right. So to start off, for 30 years, you have been a lawyer in Boca Raton. How has the neighborhood and its connection to public areas such as Memorial Park evolved over time, in your opinion?
Well, I have watched some significant transformation. My family are vegetable farmers. Oh. And when I was a young boy, we used to grow beans and tomatoes just west of Dixie Highway. In fact, I used to hunt quail and dove right off of Dixie Highway in what is now Boca East Estates around 18th Street. As a young boy, 6, 7 years old, I was playing football and t-ball at Memorial Park at the community center. And directly across the street, across Palmetto Park Road, was a large aggregation of old army barracks.
As someone who has a strong connection to the area, how do you feel about the Save Boca movement and its attempts to prevent redevelopment of public land?
Well, this is an issue that's near and dear to me. I have very strong feelings. I live in within a mile of where I was born and raised, so I have watched significant development. I have watched a sleepy little farming village transform into essentially a bustling, loud, noisy, traffic-filled city. And there's no end in sight. If the politicians and developers have their way, they're going to continue building until there's no natural land left.
So are there legal precedents or protections for community members who want to prevent the purchase or redevelopment of public land?
Good old public protest.
Well, thank you so much for joining in today, Don.
Yeah, my pleasure.
The narrative of the Save Boca movement is still being told. It is evident that this is about more than just the construction of new structures. My name is Avery Zeitlin, and thank you for listening in.